8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. June is Dairy Month, and lots of things going on, and promoting dairy, talking about dairy, and a lot of myths, and especially with social media now, there's so much out there online that just isn't true. And here to talk more about dairy from the St. Louis District Dairy Council is Monica Nyman. Monica, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's good to be back here.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here again. It's kind of a yearly thing with us, and especially this month, you're all over the place. In fact, you've already been on TV this morning in Peoria, right?
I have, yeah. So it's been an early morning.
Yeah, so you're running all over the place. You get your start in Bloomington normal each morning, and especially this month out, it's promoting dairy. Well, let's talk about June being Dairy Month. Let's start kind of with the history and why this started in the first place.
All right, so June Dairy Month actually started back in 1937, which I think that's fascinating because now every month it's like celebrate this, celebrate that, but for 82 years we have been celebrating June as Dairy Month, and one of the reasons that June was identified was because the cows typically produce a little bit more milk because they're grazing on those greener grasses. And as you mentioned kind of in your introduction, every day, yes, I talk about dairy because I work for the Dairy Council. But it's just an extra way for us to give a shout out to our hardworking dairy farmers and also to remind all of our listeners about getting in 3 servings of dairy per day, which is what the dietary guidelines recommends. We do a lot of media in June, and it's always a really fun month for our staff to work on behalf of our local dairy farmers.
You know, if not getting those 3 servings in, and we'll get to some of the misnomers that are out there online about it, but, you know, there are people that maybe is like believe some of that stuff out there. It's like, you know what? You want to end up with osteoporosis or different things that you could end up with by not getting your share of dairy? I mean, be my guest, but we would not suggest that.
No, and then that's one of the reasons that it's so important for us to say the dietary guidelines continues to recommend 3 servings a day because all of those guidelines are based on scientific evidence. And so we know that the nutritional package that dairy gives us is so important. And so there are a lot of health issues that can occur when you're not eating a healthy diet. We already know that, but dairy does fit into a healthy diet.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, like with a lot of things, some of it in moderation. I mean, you know, but, you know, there's one of those misnomers out there, like, for instance, with pizza. Pizza actually is a relatively healthy food because it's got, you cover a lot of the food groups with the vegetables. If you do it right in your sauce and with the cheese for your dairy and just depending on what else you have on with the crust, with the breads and grains. So, but let's have this, talk about the need for a conversation about dairy, because especially in this day and age with social media, you see stuff coming out. Well, this isn't this. That's bad for you because, or you shouldn't drink this, or you shouldn't eat this because, without any fact to back it up. I mean, and we even this recent thing with this, the Fairlife, that whole issue that happened in Indiana. Now they're saying that might have been somebody on the side of PETA that kind of coerced these people to do this and get it videotaped. You know, so not everything is what it seems, basically.
Exactly. So this year for June, our campaign is called Let's Start a Cowversation. And for all of those exact reasons, there's so much misinformation. I see it almost every day on my social media, whether it's related to nutrition or diets and people eliminating food groups. And it's like, that's maybe someone's opinion of maybe that something that worked for them, but that's not necessarily what everyone should be doing. And so one of the reasons we came up with this campaign is because, you know, we do host a lot of events really on the farm throughout the year. And we always do pre-test and post-test. And we can tell what people's perceptions are, the things that they know about, and what they learn and how their perceptions change just by being on the farm. So we always want to encourage listeners and viewers to go directly to the source for your information. And so for the St. Louis Dairy Council, our source for dairy industry is our farmers. They're the ones who are working 24/7. I have learned so much over the last 7 years about what happens on a dairy farm. So we want to give everyone the opportunity to ask us, have a cowversation or conversation with us about dairy, because we want to answer all of those questions and dispel all of those myths.
Yeah, going right to the source is a great thing. And whether it has to do with dairy or whatever, especially with producers, farmers, they would be glad to let you know. I mean, people, oh, organic. You know, they would be more than happy to show you, here's how it actually, here's what you read, here's what you heard, here's how it is. Come take a look.
Yes.
Come see what we do.
Yes.
Come see how this happens and how well our animals are taken care of and those type of things.
Exactly. And they're the first ones that will, you know, they know all the myths that are out there. And it's frustrating for them sometimes because, you know, if a situation happens, like what you mentioned, you know, it kind of puts all of them in the same category. And that's so unfair because there are people that do things wrong in every single industry, but it sort of lumps everyone together. And they love their animals. Every farmer that I have ever worked with, they say, this is a really hard job. And I do it because I love working with animals and I love being outside and I love taking care of them. And you have to do that in order to produce a high quality product.
I love their animals and their final product. I'm just saying. Monica Nyman with the St. Louis District Dairy Council joining us here this morning. June is National Dairy Month. Well, let's talk about starting a conversation. If people have questions or more, they can start by checking with you guys. How would they go about that?
Okay, so if you are interested in asking questions related to dairy farming, dairy facts, or dairy foods, you can like our Facebook page. We're doing a June Dairy Month promotion where you can just type your questions in the comment section. We have lots of different facts that we're sharing related to dairy. Or you can email us. We have a brand new email address. It's cowversations@stldairycouncil.org. So we would be happy to answer any type of questions that you may have. Again, going directly to the source to get the answer to those questions.
Again, replace the N with a W, a cowversation. You also have a Facebook page that people can follow and find out some information there as well.
We do. So it's STL Dairy Council, and that's all one word.
All right. Monica Nyman, St. Louis District Dairy Council, joining us here this morning. You know, there's one of these things that's been out there, and we kind of went through this in this community. It's been a while ago, and I was hoping maybe there's been enough promotion that this myth has kind of gone away, but it hasn't as much as we would hope, that chocolate milk is too much sugar. It's not a healthy drink. You know, there's been campaigns out there, including with you guys, that, you know, athletes and everything, one of the best things you can do to replenish, better than the sports drinks that are way full of sugar and sodium, is chocolate milk to replenish after a workout.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of people who have heard about that, but they don't really know why. And then there's some people who've never heard of that before. So when the myth that chocolate milk has too much sugar in it. So the bottom line is, when it comes to kids, so for example, at home or eating in the cafeteria, if they're not drinking milk, because you're not offering them something that they like, they are losing out on lots of key nutrients. So with school districts, and I really don't have that many who have, you know, put up a fight about flavored milk, because the research is there. If they have chocolate milk as an option, they will choose that. And I've been in lots of cafeterias, to be honest with you. Sometimes those kids are just getting a carton of milk in their belly because they're talking to all of their friends. So yes, chocolate milk does have a little bit of added sugar. However, it has lots of nutritional benefits. So that would be a food that has nutritional qualities versus where they're getting lots of other empty calories. Candy, soda, fruit punches, cakes, cookies, all of those sweets and treats. And that's not giving them any nutrition. So I say pick your battles. If your kid doesn't want to drink white milk, my kids do, so I don't always offer them chocolate because they would always pick chocolate. But if there's no other option, a flavored milk is going to be a much better choice than no dairy at all.
Because, yes, you might have that little added sugar, but they're still getting all the nutrients they would get in the white milk.
Exactly.
And there's other nutritionists that will say, even like with vegetables, hey, if the kid will eat the vegetable dipped in ranch, let them have the ranch because they're getting the nutrients from the vegetable. And
that's right.
Not that it X's out whatever they're getting out of the ranch, but they're still getting those nutrients they need.
Yep, that's exactly it. And so that's the same thing with added sugars. If it has some nutrition in it, it's an A-OK product because it is going to be something that they're going to be drinking in moderation anyway.
We were talking about, like earlier, I mentioned osteoporosis or other things. You know, somebody out there might say, hey, well, I can get my calcium from other foods, so I don't need to drink milk. Yeah, you can get your calcium at other sources, but you're going to have to eat a whole lot of whatever that source may be.
That's right. And that's the exact answer that I was going to say. Yes, there are lots of foods that have calcium, but I want to give you just a few examples of what you would have to consume to get the same amount of calcium in one cup of milk, which is going to run you about 110 to 120 calories and about 25 cents. So you'd have to eat 3.5 cups of broccoli or a cup of almonds, or 10 cups of spinach. And I love spinach, but 10 cups is quite a large bowl.
Yeah.
Or about 3 ounces of sardines with the bones. The other thing about the calcium in milk is that it's easily absorbed. So sometimes if you're taking a multivitamin to get that calcium, it's not actually all being absorbed because it's not a natural source. So just kind of keep that in mind. Yes, you can get all of your nutrients that milk gives you in other foods, but you're going to have to eat quite a lot of different things in order to add up to that one cup serving.
You know, there's products out there now, and we talked about this earlier, that Orion Samuelson, I think last week on one of his reports, was talking about these other products. And he's talked multiple times about these other products that call themselves milk. They're not milk, though. Almond beverage.
And things like, yes.
Yeah, they're not milk. And are they a good substitute? I get if you have a lactose problem or things like that. And not that they're bad products. Some of them taste okay, but it's still not milk. And your kids especially, and even you, are not going to get the same nutrients from these products as you are from cow's milk.
Right. So this is really just educating the listeners on, we call them alternative beverages. There's a whole bunch of them at the grocery store. They're coming out with new products all the time. They're fine to have. They're very trendy. I've tried all of them just to see what they taste like. But they're not a direct replacement for a serving of dairy. That's really the bottom line. And the reason for that is because they do not have the same nutritional profile. And it's really confusing because they say milk on the label. And really, they shouldn't, because they're not coming from a cow. And so they don't have the same nutritional profile. Number one, they have minimal protein. A lot of people are looking for protein, and dairy has 8 grams per serving. They are fortified. So when I talked earlier here about the calcium, so it's the same thing. They're putting like a multivitamin in that product, so it's not going to be absorbed the same. And that means you have to drink 1.5 times the amount. The cost, they're very expensive. You know, milk is about 25 cents a cup. These are at least 2 to 3 times the amount of cost. And if you're someone looking for a natural sort of a clean food, if you take a look at the ingredient list, there's a lot of things added to alternative beverages because they're trying to mimic the taste and the texture of milk. And so just take a look at those labels. Like I said, they're fine to have. They do have a laundry list of ingredients that you may not be familiar with. Milk only has milk and vitamin A and vitamin D. So just kind of be aware of that. They're not exactly the same as cow's milk, so you're not getting the same nutrients that you would from just one dairy serving.
Monica Nyman with the St. Louis District Dairy Council joining us here this morning. June is National Dairy Month. There's so many myths, organic versus regular. For the basically, whether it comes to what's healthier or antibiotics, hormones, and things like that, milk is milk. It's going to have the same stuff. When it comes out of the cow, it's got the same stuff, whether the cow was organically raised or whatever. It all comes out the same.
It's all the same. So nutritionally, it doesn't matter if you're drinking organic milk or conventional milk. When you mentioned the antibiotics, there's still a little bit of a misperception that milk has antibiotics. No milk at your grocery store is ever going to have antibiotics, because I am here to tell you, they test that milk before it gets dropped off at the processing plant. And if the tank has an even a trace amount of antibiotics in it, they know what farm it came from. And guess what? That farmer has to pay for that whole entire tank of milk, which costs around $10,000. Wow. So farmers have major financial promotions to not accidentally put a cow who's being treated with antibiotics in the milking parlor with all the other cows. They have a lot of processes in place. Organic farmers have a list of a few rules that they have to follow that are different from conventional, but no matter what dairy farm it is, they have a lot of strict regulations. And I've been told by the Illinois Department of Public Health representative that milk actually is one of the most regulated foods in our food chain supply. And I have been to the processing plants. I have visited with the lab techs, and I have seen with my own eyes all the tests that are done on dairy to make sure that every product, no matter what brand brand it is going to be safe and nutritious for consumers.
Is it the USDA or the FDA? Who kind of oversees that?
Well, it's done really on a state level.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
All of the processing plants in the state of Illinois have labs in them. And so they take samples from the farms before the tank picks up the milk, and then they drop those samples off at the processing plant. All of that testing is done before the milk is actually dropped into the processing plant, before it's made into anything. So those are all very local level tests that are done.
Monica Nyman, St. Louis District Dairy Council, joining us here this morning, Galesburg's Morning News. We mentioned lactose intolerance, and that is something, it's different for different people. Doesn't necessarily mean that you cannot consume any dairy product, though.
That's right. The only time that you can't consume a dairy product is when you have a dairy allergy. So that's more of like a protein issue with dairy. And if you suffer from lactose intolerance, this is probably one of the most common comments that I get at maybe a consumer event. They say, oh, you're from the Dairy Council. I don't eat dairy because I have lactose intolerance. And I have a couple of my own personal experiences. My husband actually suffers from lactose intolerance. So we've made some changes at our house. And if you have those gastrointestinal side effects, trust me, I would not want to have those either. But if you are suffering from lactose intolerance, what you need to do is they have products in the grocery store that are lactose free.
And so these are like real milk or real dairy products that are lactose-free.
It is exactly what everybody else is getting, except for they add the lactase enzyme into the milk, and so it digests that milk sugar. And then when you consume it, it's already broken down. Your body doesn't have to do that. And so you actually have no side effects when you choose lactose-free dairy. So they have lactose-free milk that comes in white and chocolate. There's also a couple different brands of lactose-free yogurt that you can purchase. And so my husband packs yogurt and granola every single day for his lunch. And so I just started buying lactose-free products for him. And then the other option would be in the pharmacy section, they sell over-the-counter lactase enzyme pills. I kind of tease them his old people pills, right? I carry them in my purse because a lot of times my kids want to go for ice cream. And while it doesn't really settle with his belly very well, you take those right before you consume dairy. So if it's before breakfast, when you're having cereal, maybe a latte that has some milk in it or ice cream. And that lactase enzyme in that pill will, again, digest that lactose sugar for you because your body's not making that enzyme anymore. So you can still fit 3 servings of dairy each and every day, even if you have lactose intolerance, and you do that by choosing lactose-free dairy products.
When you're close to Carl's, you got to have the ice cream. Monica
right.
Nyman, St. Louis District Dairy Council, joining us here this morning. So a Calversation. If somebody has questions or would like to follow the campaign, what can they do?
Okay, so if you have any questions for us related to dairy farming, dairy facts, or dairy foods, you can like our Facebook page. It is STL Dairy Council. You can type your questions right in there on the comments of all of our different posts related to June Dairy Month and dairy statistics. But if you want to send us a private email, we have a new email address. It's calversations@stldairycouncil.org.
And also, you can get a complimentary myths and fact sheet to talk about some of the stuff we learned here today, info@stldairycouncil.org. So that can be very helpful, especially when somebody wants to argue with about it. Like, no, look, here's the real facts about
here's
that.
Here's the facts, yep. And on our website, we have a lot of information, you know, really about all the different myths that I covered, including handouts on lactose intolerance, and the myths and facts sheet is on there. You can take a look at our territory. If you are in the school arena, we have lots of educator resources. So I would encourage you to go to our website, which is stldairycouncil.org.
Recipes as well.
Absolutely. We love food. Yeah. We're all dietitians. We love food. So this month we have a couple of really great recipes. One is a white pizza that uses ricotta cheese and mozzarella cheese and some different spices. And then if you're looking for a new recipe to take to like a family barbecue or get together for the summer, it is a lemon berry tart. It's super easy to make. It just has a handful of ingredients. You can make part of that ahead of time. So you can plan a little bit. It's very, I promise it's tasty. I've made it about four times already this summer, and guests will say, wow, these are so good. Who made these? I promise it'll be a hit at your next backyard barbecue.
So they both look pretty simple. Again, you can find those on your website?
Absolutely, at stldairycouncil.org.
June is Dairy Month. Every day is dairy, though. Eat your dairy. Find out the facts. Go to the website. Follow the Facebook page as well. St. Louis District Dairy Council, Monica Nyman. Always appreciate your time. Monica, thanks so much for coming in with us this morning.
Welcome.
Great information.
Thank you.